The Refugee Olympic team brings together 10 athletes from Syria, South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Ethiopia. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met the members during a visit to the Olympic Village on Thursday. He acknowledged the bittersweet nature of their historic debut.
This is a very difficult time for you, for your family. But please know that there are more people whose life may be more difficult than you are now. You are chosen, you are in a sense lucky and fortunate. But don't take this as a take for granted. You have to show your friends. I wish you all the best. Show your humanity. And your message to the world will really motivate, inspire people around the world.
Rami Anis is one of two Syrian swimmers on the squad. The 25-year-old once described the swimming pool as home. His real home is in the city of Aleppo, but his family shipped him off to Turkey when bombings and kidnappings there became more and more frequent.
This is a great opportunity. Every athlete's dream is to compete in the Rio Games. Since we were children, we dreamt of taking part in the Olympics. Each one of us dreamt we would compete under our national flag. But unfortunately, war has prevented us from doing that. We are very proud to be part of the refugee team. We will represent all refugees around the world. My heart and soul will be with Syria. And God willing, when the Tokyo Games come, there will not be any refugees left. And all the athletes here will compete for their countries. There is nothing more precious than the homeland.
Rami's teammate, Yolande Mabika, from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, the DRC, is no stranger to global competition. She was in Rio 3 years ago to take part in the World Judo Championship. Yolande discovered the sport while living at a center for children displaced by conflict.
The day I enter the stadium, I will feel strong, and I will think about my family.
Yolande ended up at the children's center when she became separated from her parents during fighting in the eastern part of the DRC. She doesn't remember much from that time, only that she was running alone and then picked up by a helicopter and taken to the capital, Kinshasa. Yolande spoke in Portuguese because today she makes her home in Brazil, host of this year's Olympic Games. Deanne Penn, United Nations.